This is Fresh Air. Jackie Moore isn't exactly unknown to soul music fans, but she's not as well known as she could be. She recorded with great producers, had great songwriters feeding her material, and was an early beneficiary of the Philly sound. Much of her work was unreleased at the time she recorded. Rock historian Ed Ward says some of her best stuff didn't get the recognition it deserved, but that might change with the release of a double disc of her recordings for Atlantic Records.
Unlike a huge number of soul singers, Jackie Moore's singing didn't start in church back home in Jacksonville, Florida. Instead, she and her girlfriends grew up idolizing soul singers like Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, and Mavis Staples, who had grown up in church. Jackie entered talent contests, had a high school group called Jackie and the Jackettes, and took encouragement from her cousin, producer and songwriter Dave Crawford. When she left high school, she moved to Philadelphia, where she lived with relatives, sang in clubs, and tried to get a demo tape to producer Bobby Martin. Finally, she succeeded, and he got her signed to Burt Burns' Shout label, which released two singles that did okay in Philadelphia. The head of the label had his wife manager, and she knew Jerry Wexler at Atlantic, who bought out her contract and gave her one that stipulated she work with Dave Crawford, who was already working at Atlantic. They went into the studio and cut a single.
All my friends, oh, they ask me, Jackie, how you make it? Oh, yeah. Your man always gone. Tell me how you take it. That's what they say. They ask me how do I resist temptation? It takes a whole lot of willpower till my man comes home.
Featuring Atlantic's Criterion Studios house band, the Dixie Flyers, augmented by Dr. John, and killer production by Dave Crawford, everyone was happy with Willpower. But when the radio started getting requests, it was for the other side, so they played it instead.
Precious, precious. Precious, precious, precious baby of mine. If you don't love me, I'm used to that. If you don't need me, baby, I can adjust to that. If you don't want me, honey, that's all right. If you ain't willing, baby, that sure won't be no
Precious Precious just sold and sold, even making it onto the pop charts, and giving Jackie her only gold record. She'd co-written it with Dave Crawford, so she even made money off of it. Not wanting to stop a winning streak, they recorded at Criterion again, with the same musicians, minus Dr. John, and again came up winners.
You say your days have always been stormy. Hey, your eyes are all red and flooded. Yes, they are. You say you scraped the bottom of the barrel and all of the water down there is sure enough muddy. So listen here.
Sometimes It's Got to Rain was a top 20 soul hit, and Jackie's future looked bright. Crawford had joined forces with a young, up-and-coming producer named Brad Shapiro, who would later turn Millie Jackson into a star. Their next attempt was a song by the Elgins, an obscure Motown group. This was a smaller hit, as was her follow-up, Time, a Dave Crawford song. Her sales were declining, so Atlantic moved her back to Philadelphia for some sessions in early 1973 and had her switch producers to three guys, Phil Hurt, LeBaron Taylor, and Bunny Sigler, who called themselves the Young Professionals. Sweet Charlie Babe was a pretty good hit and even cracked the pop charts, but Jackie's days on Atlantic were numbered. The label was concentrating more effort on rock, with Led Zeppelin outselling anything they'd ever released before, and soul music was beginning to take a back seat to disco. Now, I've always said that a lot of disco was soul music by different means, but Atlantic wasn't very good at it at first. And so in 1975, Jackie left, spent a couple of years assessing the new situation, and came back as a disco artist, eventually signing with Columbia and making a record with Barry White. By the late 80s, Jackie had retired to raise her kids, but she's still making occasional appearances and knocking them dead.
Ed Ward reviewed Jackie Moore's complete Atlantic recordings on the Real Gone Music label. Coming up, Maureen Corrigan reviews the new Kate Atkinson novel, A God in Ruins. This is Fresh Air.